Novo Nordisk sickle cell therapy hits in phase 3, but data lag expectations. Novo Nordisk's phase 3 sickle cell pill cleared efficacy endpoints Monday, but the market's response, muted enthusiasm, rapid compression of the oral therapy premium, signals a deeper recalibration underway in rare disease drug development. When your pill underperforms the expectations you set, the convenience premium evaporates faster than the clinical benefit materializes. The Danish giant reported success in its late-stage trial for an oral sickle cell disease therapy, but the data fell short of internal benchmarks the company had established, according to Elizabeth Cairns at Endpoints News. The details matter here, this is not a binary fail. The drug works. It simply doesn't work well enough to justify the valuation multiple that oral delivery commands over infusion-based competitors in a field now crowded with gene therapies from Vertex, Bluebird Bio, and CRISPR Therapeutics. For institutional capital eyeing the rare disease space, the signal is unmistakable, modality premiums are compressing, and sponsors who miss their own goalposts will face swift revaluation. The announcement comes as biopharma equity markets show selective warmth. Odyssey Therapeutics refiled for an initial public offering on April 19, 2026, just over a year after scrapping its first attempt, betting that improved market conditions will support its mid-stage autoimmune pipeline. The contrast is instructive. Odyssey is pricing on potential, while Novo is defending execution. The latter is the harder trade in 2026. Why oral delivery no longer buys you runway. Novo's sickle cell program was premised on a thesis that dominated rare disease mergers and acquisitions from 2021 through 2024. Oral therapies command structural premiums because adherence, distribution, and commercial infrastructure all favor pills over infusions or one-time gene therapies. That thesis is now under pressure. The first fracture came from durability data in gene therapy. When Vertex and CRISPR Therapeutics demonstrated multi-year remission rates in sickle cell patients with single-dose exa-cel, the value proposition shifted. Payers began modeling total cost of care over patient lifetimes, not annual drug costs. An oral therapy that requires daily dosing indefinitely now competes on net present value terms against a one-time $2 to $3 million gene therapy that may provide functional cure. If the oral agent's efficacy is marginal, reducing vaso-occlusive crises by 30 to 40% rather than eliminating them, the math tilts decisively toward the gene therapy, even at seven-figure price points. Novo's misstep is in the gap between expectation and delivery. The company had telegraphed high confidence in the data, per Endpoints reporting, creating an implicit benchmark that the disclosed results failed to meet. This is execution risk, in its purest form, not regulatory failure, not safety issues, but the delta between what management projected and what the trial delivered. For a company trading at the valuation multiples Novo commands, buoyed by its GLP-1 franchise dominance, any stumble in adjacency plays draws disproportionate scrutiny. The broader read, oral therapy premiums in rare disease are now earned, not assumed. Sponsors must demonstrate superiority on clinical endpoints, not merely non-inferiority with better delivery. The bar has moved. The capital markets context, selective thaw, not broad recovery. Odyssey's initial public offering refile offers a counterpoint to Novo's headline. The Boston-based biotech, backed by blue-chip venture syndicates, is betting that the 2026 market will support mid-stage stories in autoimmune disease, a domain where oral small molecules still command premiums, provided they hit undruggable targets or address unmet need in large markets. Odyssey withdrew its initial S1 in 2025 during the biotech initial public offering drought. Its return now suggests underwriters see a 60 to 90 day window of receptivity. But the window is narrow and quality gated. Biopharma equity issuance in Q1 2026 favored late stage or revenue proximate assets. The initial public offering tracker shows a bifurcated market, proven mechanisms and validated targets price at 2021 multiples, while everything else trades at 2023 distress levels. Novo's sickle cell data, falling into the validated but underwhelming bucket, sits uncomfortably in the middle. Not distressed enough for activist entry, not compelling enough for growth at any price allocators. The implication for mergers and acquisitions, Novo will face pressure to either double down with combination strategies, pairing the oral agent with a gene therapy or antibody, or divest the program to a rare disease specialist willing to accept lower return hurdles. Neither option is attractive at current valuations. Revolution Medicines and the crass precedent. When data exceeds hype, the divergence in market reception becomes sharper when contrasted with Revolution Medicines' daraxonrasib, a crass inhibitor that delivered transformational outcomes in pancreatic cancer trials, as reported by Stat. Leanna Stokes, a 36-year-old patient with metastatic pancreatic cancer, experienced life-extending benefit on the drug's clinical trial, enabling her to live far beyond median survival for her diagnosis. Channing Dare, a pancreatic cancer researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, acknowledged prior disappointment with first-generation KRAS inhibitors but noted the field's evolution. We did not have a home run on the first effort. It's fair to say we've been disappointed by the durability of the responses. Daraxonrasib represents the second-generation attempt to drug what was long considered an undruggable target. What Revolution did right, underpromise, overdeliver, and target a mutation with clear mechanistic rationale. The drug's performance in KRAS mutant pancreatic cancer, a historically intractable indication, created upside surprise. Institutional capital rewarded the beat by expanding multiples on Revolution's private valuation, setting up a likely initial public offering or acquisition at premium pricing. Novo's trajectory is the inverse. By setting high internal expectations and then missing them, the company invited multiple compression, not expansion. The lesson for biopharma sponsors, in rare disease and oncology, perception management is as critical as clinical execution. Data that merely works is no longer sufficient if the market was primed for transformational. The pipeline implication: rare disease mergers and acquisitions will favor gene therapy and confirmed oral superiority for private equity and corporate development teams. Novo's stumble clarifies the investment thesis in rare disease. The actionable plays are now: 1. Gene therapy platforms with durable multi-year data. These assets command $3 to $5 billion valuations in sickle cell, hemophilia, and DMD, supported by payer willingness to reimburse one-time cures at $2 to $3 million per patient. 2. Oral therapies with demonstrated superiority over standard of care, not non-inferiority. Superiority. The premium for convenience alone has evaporated. Oral drugs must show 50% plus improvement on primary endpoints to justify acquisition multiples above 8x forward revenue. 3. Combination regimens pairing modalities, oral agents that enable or enhance gene therapy, for example, immunosuppressants, conditioning regimens, are the next frontier. These avoid head-to-head competition and instead position as enabling infrastructure. Novo's sickle cell program, in its current form, fits none of these buckets. The company will need to pivot, likely toward combination strategies or ex-US markets where gene therapy access is limited and oral therapies retain structural advantages. The Plaquemine view Novo's Phase 3 data release is a case study in expectations arbitrage gone wrong. The company's error was not clinical, the drug works, but strategic. It set a benchmark it could not clear, and in doing so, forfeited the modality premium that oral delivery once commanded in rare disease. A read: the sickle cell oral therapy market is now a three-way split. Gene therapies own the high end, functional cure, one-time payment. Established infusion therapies, hydroxyurea, crizanizumab, own the low end, cheap, accessible, incremental benefit. Oral therapies are stuck in the middle unless they can demonstrate clear superiority, which Novo's data, by the company's own admission, does not. The mergers and acquisitions implications are stark. Acquirers will discount Novo's program by 40 to 50% from pre-data valuations, viewing it as a nice-to-have line extension rather than a franchise builder. The company's best exit is likely a structured partnership with a rare disease specialist, Sarepta, BioMarin, or a private equity-backed platform that can monetize the asset in ex-US markets while Novo focuses capital on its GLP-1 dominance. Comparatively, Revolution Medicines' KRAS program demonstrates the alternative pathway: exceed expectations, expand the druggable genome, and let the data create the market. Daraxonrasib's pancreatic cancer results position the company for a $10 plus billion valuation event, either via initial public offering or acquisition by a top 10 pharma seeking oncology pipeline depth. The broader trend: rare disease mergers and acquisitions is bifurcating. Transformational assets, gene therapy, best-in-class oral, curative intent, will trade at 2021 multiples. Everything else, including good but not great oral therapies, will trade at 2023 distress levels. Novo's sickle cell program just moved into the latter bucket. For institutional allocators, the playbook is clear: underweight oral therapy developers unless they can demonstrate superiority, not merely efficacy. Overweight gene therapy platforms with durable data and clear regulatory pathways. And avoid any asset where management has overpromised and underdelivered. The market's memory is long, and the multiple compression is swift. The bottom line: Novo Nordisk's sickle cell therapy succeeded clinically but failed strategically, missing the expectations threshold required to justify oral delivery premiums in a market now dominated by durable gene therapies. The data gap between promise and performance will compress valuations for similar assets by 40 to 50% and force sponsors to demonstrate superiority, not merely convenience, to command mergers and acquisitions multiples above 8x forward revenue. The rare disease investment thesis has shifted. Gene therapies with multi-year remission data and oral agents with confirmed best-in-class profiles will attract capital at 2021 valuations. Everything in between, including Novo's program, will trade at distressed levels until clinical data or combination strategies create separation from standard of care. For corporate development teams, the Novo stumble is a trailing indicator of a trend that began in late 2024. Modality premiums are dead. Efficacy premiums are alive. Price accordingly.